Merry Christmas, everyone. I think it must have been in seminary that I learned that the formal liturgical name for Christmas is the Feast of the Incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which isn't nearly so cheery as Christmas. But it does point us to a very great mystery, the great mystery of this holy night. The doctrine of the Incarnation is the Church's teaching about what this night means to us. It says that, however improbable, however unlikely, tonight we draw near to the story of how, with the birth of Jesus, God's full divinity and our own humanity have come to dwell together fully, perfectly. Jesus' humanity perfectly shows us God's divinity, and God's divinity perfectly shows us our true humanity. The great maker of the stars in the heavens and the moon and the mighty sun rising, the one who filled up the oceans and lifted up the mountains above us, the one who formed the earth and all that is in it, the one who spoke, "Let there be light," and there was, is also the one who has been born into this world just like us, with hands and feet and eyes to see this beautiful world and ears to hear the wind blowing. On this night, when heaven and earth are joined, when we and the angels sing together, when the Word of God becomes flesh for us, God comes among us in this baby, this new life given for love, and sanctifies our ordinary flesh and blood with his own holiness to redeem us and to bring us home. It is a gift God has given us, his children, and has given to the entire human family. This story belongs to the whole human family and is our story to tell together. More and more, I think that's the only way it can be truly told and truly heard. So, I think it was exactly 20 years ago today, on a late Christmas Eve afternoon, that I was driving down Broad Street on my way to take Christmas communion to a member of our parish. I love Christmas. I really do. But that afternoon, I was cranky and out of sorts. I think it was mostly the weather, really. The sky was gray and overcast, and there was a steady, misting sort of rain. The problem was, of course, is that it was 65 degrees. The air was not cool and crisp and even. It was heavy and warm and sluggish. And I had been in and out all through the day, and so I was sort of damp and sluggish myself. As I drove along, I thought I'd try to perk myself up a little bit and listen to some Christmas music. But when I turned on the radio, Elvis was singing, "I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You." Now, if you love that song, I am sorry as I can be, but it about did me in on that day. I drove down the hill past MCV and up the other side and took a left north. I came to this little market, and I thought I'd grab a cup of coffee and try and, you know, get myself together. The coffee that I got was sort of the bottom of the barrel of that pot, you know, that had been cooking since the morning, but had been turned off about lunchtime, we'll say. I tried to cheer myself up and the cashier a little as I paid for my coffee, and I said, "Merry Christmas." And he said, "All right." Got back in my car and took a sip of this tepid burned coffee and headed down Cool Lane to the Richmond Nursing Home. And I parked across the street from the nursing home in front of a building that looked to me, I thought, that it had formerly been a bowling alley, but more recently had been turned into a storefront church, but that too looked closed up. I walked into the entrance of the nursing home and headed down the hall to the elevator, and upstairs on the hall where my parishioner lived, I passed this little community room where residents could sit and watch TV and maybe eat and do something other than be in their room. And there was sort of a 2-foot-tall crooked Christmas tree on a table with those big flashing colored lights. And as I walked down the hall, one of the custodians was mopping the floor in front of the nurse's station. I went into my parishioner's room. She shared it with another woman, and their two beds were separated by a curtain that had been drawn in between them. And her roommate was lying with her back to my parishioner, watching a portable TV. My parishioner's name was Mary, and she was in her 80s, and she was pretty much confined to her bed. She had no family as far as anyone knew. Apparently, she had come to the church maybe decades before with her husband, but after they were divorced, she just sort of disappeared, and no one knew what happened to her. One of the old-timers at my church thought she remembered her serving on the altar guild, and she let me know about her. So I sat down in a chair next to the bed and to talk. Mary had a small voice, almost a whisper. I don't remember much of our conversation now. I'm afraid it was mostly just me rattling on and on about who knows what. What I do remember are her hazel blue eyes and how gentle they were, and how she looked at me the whole time with this sort of pure, simple, unclouded kindness. I remember at one point, her roommate turned up the volume on her TV a lot, I think to drown me out. Fair enough. After a while, I said, "Mary, would you like to share Christmas communion now?" And she said, "Oh, yes, I would." And I opened my home communion kit, and I put a small linen corporal on the table beside her bed, and I put 2 consecrated wafers into a silver paten and placed that on the corporal, and I put a little wine into the chalice, and I put that beside the paten on the corporal. And then, at that moment, I realized I had forgotten something. For Christmas communions, it has been my custom that I always bring with me an old Bible that my grandmother gave me, in the King James Version, of course, so that I can read Luke's story of the birth of Jesus with those beautiful words. And it was at that moment I realized I'd forgotten it. That realization hit me like it was the end of the world. How could I forget? This poor woman was confined to her bed in this rotten, forgotten nursing home with this crabby, passive-aggressive roommate, and no one knew who Mary was, or visited her, or even remembered her. And the weather was horrible, and I hate Elvis Presley singing "I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You," and how could I have forgotten my Bible? I finally said, "Mary, I am so sorry, but I forgot my Bible. I am so sorry." And then I couldn't even think what else to say, because anything else I would say would just be an excuse. And I just sat there feeling like the worst parish priest in the world, ever. Poor woman, didn't have much, and she didn't even have a priest who could remember a Bible. And then she said in her soft, whispery voice, "Why don't we just remember the words as best we can? We can try." I said, "Okay, well, let's see. Well, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and, well, then a whole lot of important names that I can't remember right now." And Mary said, "Those people don't matter. Let's see. So Joseph went up from Nazareth to Bethlehem with Mary, his betrothed, who was great with child," she said. And so we began to piece the story together as best we could. And then we nearly said together, "And there were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night." And then from behind the curtain, we heard Mary's roommate exclaim, "And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid." I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, would you like to join us?" And she said, "Pull back this curtain." And I did, and she said, "I love that. They were sore afraid. Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people." Tidings of great joy, I heard. It was another voice. And I looked up, and it was the custodian standing beside the door there. And he said again, "Tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." It was Mary's roommate, and she put her hand over her face and said again, "A Savior. To redeem us from sin and death and bring us all home." And so I took out two more consecrated wafers and filled the chalice up, and we shared communion with the Lord. "Take this in remembrance that Christ died for thee. And I tell you, the Word became flesh. Christ is born for this. For this, this." Tonight, heaven and earth are joined for love. God's perfect divinity in this baby born to redeem us from sin and death and bring us all home. For this, this. Merry Christmas, everyone.